It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer. I'm your host. I am the owner and founder of Cannabama, the CBD store here in Mobile. We're located in downtown at 558 St. Francis Street. And our phone number is 251-255-5155. Call us if you have any questions, want to check on some stock, or schedule some time to speak with me. We can answer whatever questions you have, and if we can't, we'll find the answers, and we'll do that anyway. Also, our website is currently under maintenance right now. So the website's cannabama.com, but it won't do you any good to go and look there. We've had some issues where people will order products that were clearly sold out of, or even some products that we don't even carry anymore. And we have fixed it and fixed it and fixed it, and it will not fix. So rather than having to keep calling customers and saying, hey, we screwed up, I just said, pull it. So we're going to have it maybe a while. But if you have questions or you want to shop and you don't know what your options are, call the number 251-255-5155, and whoever's on duty can give you a rundown of everything we have, answer any questions, pricing, quantity, potency, all that good stuff. And we can help you, and we can still ship out orders from, call-ins to the store. So I apologize for that, but trust me, it's as big a headache for the customer in the long run if you order something that happens to not be in stock, and it's disappointing too. So anyway, we want to be better than that. You know, we need to be better than that. And so I'm going to possibly murder my IT guy. But anyway, eventually cannabama.com will be back up, new and improved and even better. But anyway, so tonight we're going to be talking to Marty Shelper. I know you guys hear me talk about Marty all the time. Marty is the founder of the Alabama Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition and the Alabama Cannabis Coalition. Welcome to the show, Marty.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. I appreciate you having me back. We have a lot of exciting things to discuss today.
We do. So much has happened in the last couple of weeks. And I spent the weekend with Marty for her birthday. We went to the lake, Lake Harding in Valley, Alabama, a tiny little town with the best Italian restaurant I think I've ever eaten at. So we got to catch up. Yes, Milano's in Valley, Alabama. It was amazing. I had the veal parmigiana. Oh, it was so good. I told Marty I'm sad that I'll probably never come back to this place because it's so good. But it was a long drive for me. But
well,
anyway.
You're welcome back anytime, and I had a wonderful time. I just hate you had to leave so early on Sunday morning.
I know. I had to get back to the grind. So anyway, we're getting ready to have the opening day of the legislative session. So that was kind of what we've been focusing on lately is, you know, Marty and I are lobbyists now. I'm so new to this and don't know what the heck I'm doing yet. I'm learning though. I'm learning. And it's a lot, you know, it's a very important job, I think. And so our goal is to get in there and talk with the people that are voting for our rights. And give them some education and talk to them, answer their questions, and show them what cannabis is and what it isn't, and then fight for full legalization with home grow, expungement of records, you know, no regulation whatsoever. Right, Marty?
That's correct.
So, number one exciting thing, let me ask you this question because I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it in a question so you can answer. Is there a new Republican candidate for Alabama governor who supports legalization?
Yes, there is. And his name is Mayor Dave Thomas of Springville, Alabama. That's Jefferson County. And he announced, I think it was last Wednesday, which would have been the 5th, January mm-hmm. the 5th, he announced to the city council that he was going to run for governor in the state of Alabama. And he also announced that he supports legalization in the state and that he is a consumer of cannabis himself. I have been very blessed to have spoken with him on the phone for a very lengthy phone call. We've exchanged some emails and some messages via Messenger on Facebook. He's the real deal, really, really great guy. And I would like to announce that the Alabama Cannabis Coalition today sent out a press release to all of the media in the state of Alabama saying that the Alabama Cannabis Coalition supports Dave Thomas for governor in the state of Alabama, and the Republican primary is May the 24th. So between now and May the 24th, we just need to get the word out to the state of Alabama that there is a candidate for governor that supports legalization. He's also a fiscal conservative, and he does not support the tax on our food. He believes in fiscal responsibility within the government and that they need to be held accountable for the money that they're already spending before they talk about taxing us anymore. So
Amen.
I'm really, really excited about Dave Thomas.
That is such a great thing, too, because a lot of people, I tell people all the time, I am a conservative Christian cannabis advocate, and we do exist. And I think that Alabama would be surprised as a whole at how many of us there are, because you can have conservative values and still believe that we should have the right to use this God-given plant. And I think it's high time that somebody had the stones, can I say that word, to actually just say, hey, I smoke pot and nobody's dead and I run a city, you know? It's perfectly functional.
One thing that I do like about Dave when he talked about taxation, a lot of the states that have legalized cannabis, the cannabis advocates in those states have actually sold their soul to the devil at the cost of a tax. They're like, oh, look at all the taxation on the cannabis and think of all the money that the
right. They're pimping out our freedoms.
Yeah, they're pimping out our freedoms. That's a different position on that. Taxation can actually kill legislation, because when you go to a dispensary, not are you paying the normal sales tax, but you're paying an excise tax on the marijuana or the cannabis in a dispensary, which ups the cost of the cannabis, you know, from something that becomes unaffordable for a lot of people.
Right. I was just looking at the new they're just now in Louisiana, my home state. They're just now allowing smokable as part of their medical program, and there's 3 whole strains available, and there's 9 whole dispensaries in the state, and they're...
Three strains? Did you say only 3 strains?
Only 3 strains. Yes, 3 strains, and for the whole state of Louisiana. It's so stupid. I love Louisiana, but they are idiots. Corrupt.
I would like to say that Dave is a true conservative who believes in standing up for freedom and liberty. He's a governor who will dare defend our rights, and his actions speak louder than words.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, but in Louisiana, the eighths of flour are more than double what they cost in like a store like mine or even on the street. It's astronomical, the price. And I know, like, in some states, you know, the tax is, like, up to 40%. You know, it almost doubles.
It's insane.
It really is.
Let me just say to somebody, if something is taxed at 40%, if the product, and we need to break this down so people can understand what this is. Let's say that a customer goes into a dispensary and they want to buy $100 worth of product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're buying $100 worth of product, but you're going to pay $140 for that product because of this excessive taxation.
Or you're only going to get $60 worth of product because 40 of it's going to tax. You know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I know that the number's not exactly right there, but, you know, you get the picture. You're not going to spend that whole $100 on products. A good chunk of it is going to taxes.
Right, and in some of the states that have legalization, it may even be higher than that. So we want to definitely have somebody that's, you know, in Montgomery that's fighting for us, and he believes the time is now.
Right, right. All right. Well, one of the things we want to talk about after we go to break in just a minute is whether or not there's also a Democrat running. Is there that supports legalization?
There certainly is.
Is there?
And I'd love to tell you all about him.
Okay, well, when we come back from the break in just a few minutes, we'll talk about that. But, you know, I think that you're right about having someone advocate for us in the governor's office. When we come back, we'll talk more with Marty Shelper about gubernatorial candidates and pot.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
All right, welcome back. We're talking with Marty Shelper, who's the founder of the Alabama Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition and the Alabama Cannabis Coalition, both organizations I am an active part of. And I'm sure you guys hear the commercials on the break here. We donate those in order to get the word out and support the cause there, because they are two very worthy organizations fighting for your rights to have full access to legal cannabis. Marty, before the break, I asked, but we decided to wait because we were out of time. But is there a Democratic candidate running for governor also who supports legalization?
Yes, there is, and I do want to thank you for that free airtime that you give us every
Absolutely.
Week on Sweet Home Canabama. It's very much appreciated, and the citizens of Alabama appreciate you offering that to us, so thank you. But yes, there is a Democratic candidate. His name is Chig Martin, and he has quite a few followers on social media. And about 3 years ago, he was on my radar. And I was very excited to know that he was running as an independent, not as a Democrat. He started out as an independent.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came on my radar, I immediately reached out to him, like I do with any candidate that has something positive to say about cannabis, and invited him to, we were fighting for medical cannabis here in the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I invited Chig Martin to lobby day. We have a lobby day every year, and we invited him to that lobby day, and he declined to come. And then I proceeded to ask him if he had done any lobbying for the citizens of Alabama, because he touts that he is there for the citizens.
Right.
And I specifically asked him what he was doing in the Alabama House to support the citizens of the state of Alabama regarding cannabis legislation. And he said he wasn't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I said, well, you know, we're there every Wednesday. You know, we'd love to have you come and join us. But he declined.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't interested in anything like that. So the way that I feel about that is, if you're supporting the citizens of the state of Alabama on a topic, and that is a hot button topic for the people who support him, why are you not already showing them in advance
right.
of running for governor that you support the citizens, and you've been down there, you know, beating the bushes and beating the shrubbery and talking to the legislators about the importance of cannabis legalization in the state of Alabama? So, yes, he is running for governor, and he also owns a dispensary, and he has told everybody on social media that he's the first dispensary to sell cannabis in the state of Alabama, and that's not true.
So
that concerns me that someone would say something that's not true. And I even mentioned to him today on social media, and he has me blocked, so he may never see the comment, that Canabama was the first dispensary to open in the state of Alabama.
That's right.
August of 2018. And he did not open his dispensary until December of 2018.
Right.
So I just believe in truth and transparency in all things, and that concerns me that he would make that claim to fame.
And has made it for years. Has made it for years. I try not to get down in the fray, because lots of people say lots of things that are either directly against Canabama or, you know, sort of around the way negative for me. They imply things or whatever, and some people just come out and say ugly things. Like, there's a competitor that I considered friends, you know, across town, and they tell their customers I'm under federal investigation. and I keep hearing it, and I even asked him, because we were friends.
You didn't say it, and I did not know that he was not. I had heard him say that, and
right.
I did not know that
yes.
was the case, but...
Right, yeah, I remember when you brought it up the other day, and I was like, no, no, no.
And I just want lots of people to know that.
Yeah, no, I know. If I made an issue of everything that people said that was wrong or ugly, and we would never talk about anything else, trust me. I don't know Chig. I just know that he has made that claim, and I have never had the opportunity to have any dealings with him. But you're right. The fact that he publicly goes on and on and on for years now, saying something that is completely provably untrue, that's a pretty big red flag for me. And never mind that it is directly related and contradicts what I did in my business. It's still an untrue statement that he just makes out there, you know? I mean,
right.
Everybody makes mistakes or talks out of school, and you know, but this has been on repeat for a couple years now. So anyway,
right.
So the Alabama Cannabis Coalition is wholeheartedly, what you said in your press release, I think is wholeheartedly supporting
correct.
Dave Thomas, mayor of Springville, for governor in the next election.
Absolutely. He's the real deal.
Well, I got a chance today because I know that you mentioned to him about the show and then I'd love to have him on. And so we had exchanged emails today, and he was very excited about being able to, Lord have mercy, I can't talk today, being able to be a guest on the show and even coming in studio and doing a little meet and greet, you know, at the store. But he also, even it was his idea, I didn't even have to ask, that he be a regular guest, you know, on a regular basis. So we'll get to hear from him on a regular basis as issues come up. And as the campaign progresses and as other people do other things, we'll be able to talk about that on a regular basis. And our listeners in particular who are concerned, first and foremost, with this issue, we'll get to hear from him and ask questions of him on a regular basis. So anytime.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to just put this out there right now, and I'll try to remember to put it out there every week. But if anybody has any questions that they would like for us to include in a Q&A with the gubernatorial candidate, Dave Thomas, you can email me at jennifer@canabama.com. And we'll start compiling question and answer for Mr. Thomas so that he can answer your burning questions. And you can get to know him and you know, on the fly. I'm not going to give them to him in advance. We're going to put him on the spot. You know, that's what you got to do. And
well,
see what he has to say.
One thing that I loved about him, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but one thing I loved about him was how courageous and bold he is.
Yes, he's very passionate.
We live in a prohibitionist state.
Right.
So to come forward and run as a fiscal conservative in a state like Alabama and be as bold in his statements as he has been,
yeah,
it carries a lot of weight for me.
Right.
He's not trying to be something that he isn't. He is who he's telling you he is.
Right. And he's willing to put his money where his mouth is and tell you all of who he is.
Right.
Which is, correct. That's very admirable. Now, I can tell just by his emails and his language that he is very passionate about this. And I think that he's probably got what it takes to see this through to the end and really have a good shot at it.
Yeah, and he says he supports the lottery.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he doesn't believe that it should be controlled by special interests.
Right.
You know, the grocery tax alone, and we're getting off topic from the cannabis, but I think people need to understand.
Absolutely,
him.
No.
The grocery tax for the hardworking citizens of the state of Alabama, you know, he thinks that we should do away with that. He believes we should do away with income tax.
Yeah.
He thinks property taxes should be lowered.
Right. Oh,
so
thank you very much.
And you're struggling, you know, and you're looking for a leader who would make your pocketbook grow.
Right.
That candidate is Dave Thomas.
I've been in Alabama for 17 years, and I still get butthurt every time I have to pay sales taxes on my vehicle again. We don't do that in Louisiana. You pay sales taxes when you buy the car, and every other year you get a $10 inspection sticker. End of story. And
right.
Here, you got to pay a couple hundred dollars every year on top of everything else you're paying. And that I never have understood that. That's the craziest thing to me, because we do have property tax.
When you have him on the show, you need to ask him about the toll bridge that was going to go across the bay. I'm sure he probably has an answer.
Yeah, and I'm sure if the station owner, Sean, has anything to say, he will have him on Midday Mobile. Probably when he comes to see me, you'll hear nothing but Dave Thomas all day that day. Because Sean will get out of him the issues. Sean is a wonderful radio host, and obviously he owns the station, but he is he's not afraid to speak his mind either. The other one time I had a listener who was being ugly, and he said, I get called a Nazi like once a week. If they're not throwing all the insults, you're not doing it right. So he's got a great attitude about haters and scoffers. But
well,
I would love to say
that tomorrow is an exciting day in the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
We've been waiting since May the 6th when the legislature for 2021 closed for sign day. And tomorrow is the beginning of the 2022 legislative session.
Yes.
And we're going to be lobbyists. We're actually going to be registered cannabis lobbyists this year. This is a first for myself and for Jennifer.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about January 26th because the Alabama Cannabis Coalition, the Libertarian Party of Alabama, and Alabama Ramp are sponsoring a lobby day, and we're inviting the citizens.
Yeah.
The Alabama House in room 324. And we're going to have little gifts for the first 50 people that show up. And we're also having a grand prize. We're going to have a drawing. Everybody that shows up, signs in, you'll get a ticket. And we're going to have a grand prize. We're going to have a Alabama Cannabis Coalition commemorative calendar. It's a cannabis calendar that's absolutely gorgeous. It's stunning, very professional. Kelsey Merrick worked on that and did a fabulous job. And we're also going to have $100 in products to go with that grand prize from Cannabama, the CBD store.
Yeah, we love to do giveaways. We are always doing some kind of giveaways. So we want to encourage people to come out.
The sound of our voices is interested in coming to Lobby Day and registering for a prize. January
26th. Yeah. What room was that?
Room number 324.
Okay. All right, room 324, and that is January 26th for Lobby Day.
Right, and what Lobby Day consists of is we'll actually be walking through the Legislative House, speaking with the Alabama House Rep, and speaking with the Alabama Senators. So if someone has never spoken to their House Rep, if they've never spoken to their state Senator, and they have something that they want to say, we invite them to come and speak with their representatives. They work for us.
Yep.
We do ask people to dress, business professional. We do ask them to be respectful of these leaders because they do deserve our respect. But if you have something that you would like to talk to them about, we invite you to come and join us.
Yes. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about lobbying, Alabama Cannabis Coalition, and the legislative session. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, owner and founder of Cannabama, the CBD store here in Mobile. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown. Our phone number is 251-255-5155, and our website's cannabama.com, but it is currently down for maintenance, which we talked about at the top of the show. We're talking today with Marty Shelper, who is the founder of the Alabama Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition, as well as the Alabama Cannabis Coalition. And we're just talking about Lobby Day. Is there anything else that you needed to say about Lobby Day? I'm sorry, we had to go to commercial there.
No, that's all. I would like to, I guess I would. I do have one other thing to say. I had a state senator, my state senator, a couple of years ago tell me, we're just not hearing anything from the citizens about this, Marty. You're the only person that has contacted me about this. He said, and it's just not an important issue, which I told him that it was, and
wow,
that I wasn't the only one that supported this issue.
Right.
But he told me that if just 30 constituents in a senator's district or a House Rep's district contacted their legislator about a particular issue, and ours happens to be cannabis legalization, if just 30 people contacted them, that it immediately goes on their radar. Because every time they receive an email, every time they receive a phone call, it has to be logged in what that person, what that citizen, what that voter, what their constituent was contacting them about. So if you've never spoken to them before and you've always wanted to go to the Alabama House and talk to them, January 26, 2022, it's on a Wednesday. Take a vacation day. Get somebody to, you know, sit with your children, take care of your pets and your animals for the day, and join us. We'll have a really, really good time. We'll have educational materials for people to pick up so they'll know how they can promote the Alabama Cannabis Coalition to like-minded people and join us, because our membership is growing by leaps and bounds.
Yes.
We started the Alabama Cannabis Coalition in February of 2021 before the legislature passed the medical cannabis legislation that we currently have. Today, we have almost 5,000 members that have joined the Alabama Cannabis Coalition. And you can find us at alabamacannabiscoalition.org. alabamacannabiscoalition.org. It will take you directly to our Facebook group, and you can request to join us. If you have any questions, you can always email us at alabamacannabiscoalition@gmail.com.
Okay, I know this is going to sound super random, and I've never really done this before, but I heard from my good friend that I have, like, a really big fan in Saraland, and he listens to every show, because she said she was talking to him about doing something for me, and he said, oh, you mean Jennifer? I listen to her show every week. So I just want to say to Lee, who works at Buywise in Saraland, hey. Thank you so much, Lee, for your support and for listening every single week. I hope I get to meet you sometime. Linda told me what a fan you are, and I just wanted to give you a shout-out on the air and let you know that I appreciate you so much. Very rarely do people admit they listen to this show. So thank you, and hopefully when I'm up in Saraland picking up my daughter, maybe I can stop by and say hi. But I appreciate everybody's support. So to Lee from Buywise, thank you so much. It's always fun.
I love to meet him.
I know. What the really fun thing is, every once in a while when I'm in public somewhere, like at Target, and I look like dadgum roadkill, and somebody goes, are you on the radio? Because they recognize my voice. And I'm like, oh, God.
That's excellent.
It
though.
Is. It is.
You really have a reach with Sweet Home Cannabama, thanks to 106.5 FM in Mobile.
I know. And that's why I think what I was saying about Sean, you know, I love that Sean, they had a guest on twice whose son grows, and he's an occupational therapist here. And the show was so popular, that episode was so popular, that I think they said somebody even stopped what they were doing and came by the station because they wanted to buy some CBD. And they were like, dude, we're just a radio show. And so they came to me and said, we would, you know, the owner of the station would really like to have a one-hour show, and we'd like it to be you. And I said, okay. And I had never done it before, and it's one of my favorite things about being the owner of Cannabama is getting to do this show every week, because who knew it was so much fun? You know, I really do enjoy this. And I appreciate anybody, even if you're skeptical or you've never used CBD products, have no intention of using CBD products. I'm hoping that the amount of information that we're putting out encourages people to at least consider it for their family members or for themselves whenever they have a need, and that they'll come to us and they'll trust us because they know our motives and we know what we're doing. So,
I have a testimony.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay. Well, back in August, I had a sinus infection that I was just, I haven't been to the doctor since 1998. And I really and truly thought that I was dying. And I had a public speaking engagement the following day. And Jennifer met me in Montgomery to speak at this event. And Monday, it was on Tuesday. And on Monday night when we met at the hotel, she saw how sick I was, and she said, you know, let me mix up some CBD oil and put it in some saline nose spray and shake it up really, really good and squirt it up in your nostril. And I was thinking to myself, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this because I love you, but I am so sick, I don't think this is going to work. Okay, within minutes, not hours, within minutes, I had so much relief from a sinus infection that was literally about to kill me. Went to bed that night, got up the next morning, and I was going to speak at this event. Yeah, I was going to stand up there like a dead woman talking.
Yeah, like Weekend at Bernie's.
I'm sorry?
Like the guy at Weekend at Bernie's where they propped up the dead body and just kept going.
Right, exactly. But the next morning on the Tuesday when I went to speak, it was, I mean, I was, people are not going to believe this. I was 90% well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just want to thank Canabama for that. I want to thank you, Jennifer. And I use it regularly now. I keep it in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I shower, I do the saline nose spray because I do have a tendency to have sinus issues and allergies and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready for that product to be available so we don't have to mix it up.
We're working on it. We're working on it. If COVID would stop just decimating everything, we've got so many big plans, and product development is at the top of our list. I have seen enough of what's out there.
If there's anybody out there that has sinus problems, if you go into Canabama, take a bottle of saline nose spray, and Jennifer can sell you some wonderful product to mix with that saline nose spray.
It really does work.
Here's how it works. Exciting news that I'd like to announce.
Well, here's how the nasal spray works real quick. It not only hydrates and flushes out the sinuses, but because your sinuses are lined with mucosal membranes and skin cells, it works on contact to reduce pain, pressure, swelling, inflammation, and increases blood flow to the area so your body can heal. But it's also antibacterial, antiseptic, and antifungal on the skin and in those mucosal membranes. So it actually kills the bacteria in your nose, in your sinus cavities. It's hydrating and flushing, but it will on contact relieve all those symptoms. But it's at the same time, it's just like taking CBD in your body. You'll get symptom relief the first day, but over time, the real effect is what it's doing as you're getting symptom relief. Eventually, it turns to no symptoms because the problem is solved. And that's the beauty of CBD, and I love that I came up with that idea for a kid who had abdominal migraines and cannot take antibiotics, and it worked so well, I tell everybody about it, and I do need to develop the product and put it on the shelf officially, but that's one of many, many plans.
I'm telling you, within 10 hours, I mean, 90%, people think there's no way, within 10 hours, I was 90% healed of that.
And I witnessed it. I can say that was definitely true because she was absolutely miserable. Okay, so when will we actually, let's get back to the topics. When will we actually begin the lobbying part?
If we were going to be in Montgomery tomorrow, we could start tomorrow.
I know. But we're going to be after Lobby Day. We're gonna be going to Montgomery once a week, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Marty and I will be there. I think we talked about Wednesdays. We'll be there all day beating the streets and rubbing elbows and having inappropriately awkward conversations. Not for us. It's not awkward for us. But, we're skilled at making people squirm. But that's okay, because they need to squirm. I'm just going to bring a bunch of saline nay spray and squirt it in their face.
we will start after Lobby Day. We'll be going every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last day of the 2022 legislative session, I believe, now don't quote me on this, but I believe that it's going to be April the 24th. But I may need to check my calendar on that. So we'll have a couple of months to lobby.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's going to be a lot of talk in the Alabama House about legalization of cannabis.
Right.
Because of Dave Thomas.
Right.
I mean, that has stirred up a brouhaha.
Yeah. Well, as it should. I mean, they can't avoid it forever, especially when all the states around us are legalizing, and federal legalization is now a real conversation. I mean, I don't believe that Alabama should get rich trying to tax it out of existence, but they are going to lose a lot of money to these other states when we have to start going out of state for a broader use of the plant than we have now.
Exactly.
You know, there are some people that need more than that legal limit of THC.
On February the 26th, which is a Saturday, there's going to be a huge announcement that's going to be made by the Libertarian Party here in the state of Alabama that concerns me and where I'm moving forward with my cannabis advocacy. The Libertarian Party of Alabama is going to be hosting their annual convention in Dothan, Alabama, at the Dothan Convention Center.
Wait, I hate to interrupt you.
That are out there can come and see Afro Man. The tickets are $25. And we are going to have some exciting things to discuss here on Sweet Home Canabama after that announcement is made. But we, the Libertarian Party of the State of Alabama, is going to have sponsorships. People are going to be there with booths. Canabama's going to have a booth.
Hey, Marty, I hate to interrupt you. We got to go to break real quick. I'm so sorry. We'll pick it back up because I do want to talk extensively about this event. We'll be right back in just a minute with Marty Shelper.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. Tonight, we're talking to Marty Shelper, who's the founder of Alabama Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition, as well as the Alabama Cannabis Coalition. And before the break, I'm sorry I had to cut you off and rush you through that, but I do want to talk about it a little more extensively. But the Libertarian Party of Alabama is having their convention, and it will be it's the weekend of the 25th, 26th, 27th, I believe. And on the 26th, they wanted to host an event that was cannabis-related.
Legalize freedom.
To promote legalizing freedom. That's right. Legalize freedom is the theme. And so they talked to Marty. They talked to me. They've talked to other people. And we've got a fun headliner. Afro Man is going to be our headlining entertainment. There's going to be Marty can tell you more about the speakers, but Canabama will be there as well hosting, and we're going to be putting together some special products that will come with the ticket price, and others that will be special edition, so that the money can go toward these campaigns and things, and really get out the word about legalizing cannabis. So I'm really excited, because who doesn't love Afro Man, right?
Right.
And he's from Mississippi, so he's practically Alabamian.
Exactly. So I do want to say, I've mentioned this event to people, and they said, oh, I don't want to go to a political event. Saturday during the day and Saturday night for the entertainment is not a political event. There will be some speakers before Afro Man is presented to us.
Right, but
this
is more of an entertainment type thing.
Mike Cohen and Joe Jorgensen. Joe Jorgensen ran as the presidential Libertarian candidate, and Spike was the vice presidential Libertarian candidate in the election in 2020. So they will be there. So if you are libertarian-minded, it'd be a great opportunity to speak with Joe and speak with Spike, whom I absolutely adore. But the actual expo during the day in the convention center is just going to be a great time to just go out and, you know, shop. You don't have to buy anything, but you can talk to other cannabis advocates, because this event is about legalizing cannabis.
Right, and we will have giveaways. So we're going to have free swag. We're going to have representatives from different organizations, different farms and stores around Alabama, and then different brands, some of them national. We're working on getting all that together. Canabama will be there with bells on, even though it is the day before Joe Kane Day.
And the tickets are only $25.
Right. I mean the concert itself is worth
that. And entertainment and experience a convention like this for cannabis in the state of Alabama for $25.
Right. I mean, just most concert tickets just to see somebody like Afro Man and political speakers cost more than that. So it really is affordable. And it's in Dothan.
If somebody is interested in going, if you just look up the Libertarian Party of Alabama on Google, it'll take you to their website, and you can see on their website there'll be a link to purchase tickets.
And tomorrow, when I get out of Facebook jail again, I will be able to repost that event. If anybody follows my page, which unfortunately for me, I have a lot of followers and they're not hearing from me, which makes me mad, but whatever. I'm used to it. I've been in Facebook jail 90 days out of the last 5 months. I've been in Facebook jail. So yay, whoever you are, you're winning. But,
no, they're not winning.
I know, but I haven't been able to speak to my people. And so I do have an admin that posts a few things here and there for me, but I hate to bombard them. And Haley's out of town. Haley's in Colorado celebrating her 23rd birthday. I can't even hardly remember. Oh, I had Isaiah when I was 23. A long time ago. But yeah, I'll be out of Facebook jail, and I'll be able to repost these events. That way, if you follow the page, you'll be able to have access to that too. But it isn't hard to find. Look for Afro Man in Alabama.
Happy birthday to Haley. And at 23, I had already been a consumer of cannabis for 8 years.
Wow. I think so has she. She's my sidekick, I tell you that. She's so funny. She's almost 6 feet tall, and people ask her when she comes in, when they come into the store, is your mom here? I'm like, really? because they know Isaiah's my kid, they just assume all three of my very young employees are my kids, which they are, really. But we try to make it a happy family. I'm getting ready to look at hiring a few people, and it scares me a little bit because we've got such a tight family dynamic at the store, and I don't want to interrupt that, you know. But we are going to need some help moving forward. You know, you got to add people because you can't get anywhere and stretch yourself too thin. But Haley and I will be at the Afro Man event. And Isaiah and Angelie will be holding down the fort because that is Mardi Gras weekend. So
the CBD store will be open in its full glory with new furnishing.
Yep, new furniture. That's right. We did. We changed out the furniture. I had all that furniture from opening Hoover and Montgomery and West Mobile, and it's all in storage. And I was looking around the other day, and I said, we need something different in here. What can we do different? And I thought, we're going to redecorate. So I went and hauled all the stuff out of storage because it maybe got sat on 8 times in Hoover. And it's much more Mardi Gras color themed. So I've got purple velvet and a teal couch and new hot pink and purple and orange and navy rug. And it's very festive. And it makes me happy. But yeah, we're going to be painting our windows up, and we're going to be doing Mardi Gras stuff.
How can I apply for a job at Canabama?
Well, if you're willing to take almost nothing for pay for the first, no.
Is there the big question is? Is there any drug testing?
No, we can't afford to do that. Just please don't anybody come in for a job and try to snort coke in the bathroom.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
We've actually experienced that. Anyway, we have some wild, wild things. I want to tell you about an incident yesterday, but I don't know if it's public consumption because it involves urinating all over the place.
Let's pass on that.
We had a, anyway, so God love them. So, but we're going to be open, full-fledged open, and I'm going to have some backup help to make sure that we don't get overwhelmed. During Mardi Gras, we are slammed from open to close, and usually when there's a parade at 10 a.m., we open at 8 o'clock because people are getting there, they're parking, they're getting their stuff ready, whether they're in the parade or they're trying to get a good spot, and we have tons of parking around Canabama. We have two parking lots, and we have streetside parking on St. Francis, Warren, St. Michael, and Cedar Street, the entire block, all the way around the store. So there's lots of good parking there, and we're a block off of the parade route. So
I do have a question to ask about the convention in Dothan, the Expo. Panabama's going to have a booth. Will you have any Delta 8 and any hemp flower at the convention?
100%. We're trying to put together some special pre-rolls and some special little packaged gummies with the Libertarian Party and Alabama Cannabis Coalition and Canabama all together. I'll ramp all of our logos on it, but like a commemorative packaging just for the event.
Exciting.
Yeah. So we're going to do some gummies. We're going to do some pre-rolls. And some other things like that. I haven't decided on everything just yet, but we're going to try to get some special packaging and let everybody get either a pre-roll or a couple of gummies for free with their ticket.
Well, I just want to say that Canabama, the CBD store, has always been very, very generous in their donations to the different functions that we've been having around the state. And thank you so much, Jennifer.
Well, I mean, it really is. Sometimes I feel like it's the least I could do. You know, it's because I can't always be there physically. I can't always take every call. I'm just one person, but it's very, very important to me. So when I can contribute something in lieu of that, that's the easy way out for me. I'm going to do both with this event because I'm not missing Avro, man. But I'll have to leave in the middle of the night and get home.
You're not going to miss my announcement, are you?
What?
You're not going to miss my announcement at the convention, are you?
No. No, I wouldn't miss that for anything.
This is going to be really, really exciting here in the state of Alabama. I wish I could tell you about it now.
I know. It's hard for me not to tell people because I already know.
Monday after the 26th. So that would be the 28th. That would be, are we in a leap year or no?
No. No, because the 28th is Monday and Mardi Gras Day is Tuesday the 1st.
Okay.
Well, Marty, tell us where we could find Alabama Cannabis Coalition to join the cause because we're about out of time.
Okay. Well, you can join the Alabama Cannabis Coalition by going to alabamacannabiscoalition.org. We're shadow banned on Facebook, so if you search for us using the Facebook search engine, you may not be able to find us. But go to alabamacannabiscoalition.org. It will take you directly to our Facebook group. We also have a Facebook page, and you can join the group. We do have an approval for members, so just request to join, and we'll approve you. We do not allow sales. The only rule that we have in that group is we do not allow sales of illegal product in the state of Alabama.
Yes, no buying weed, guys.
But if you want to stay abreast of all anything cannabis related in the state of Alabama, join the Alabama Cannabis Coalition, and we would love to have you.
All right. Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Marty, for being here today. We'll talk to you guys next week. That's it for Sweet Home Cannabama.